And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
I have a reservation for a flight 1053 to Chicago.
And your name?
Jack Allen.
All right, Mr. Allen. Can I see some identification, please?
Here you go.
Has anyone given you anything to carry on board the plane?
No.
Are you checking any bags this morning?
No.
Okay, it'll be just a moment, Mr. Allen.
Thank you.
Mr. Allen?
Oh, Eugene. What are you doing here?
I came to pick up my luggage. I was put on the wrong flight yesterday. It's supposed to be here this morning, but I see the schedule board says the flight has been delayed.
I'm afraid so, sir. Bad weather in Chicago. A storm front blew in last night and shut down the airport there.
I see. Well, what are you doing here, Mr. Allen?
Here's your ticket, Mr. Allen. Flight 1053, one way to Chicago. Gate 3.
Thank you.
One way?
Goodbye, Eugene.
Goodbye? Wait, where are you going?
Chicago.
Well, I know that, but why? Has something happened?
No, not exactly.
Well, then what, pray tell, is going on?
It's not something I can discuss. Now, please, I have to catch my flight.
But, Mr. Allen,
I don't want to talk about it, Eugene. It's best if I just leave. Goodbye.
But even if you can't talk to me about it, there must be someone you can discuss this with. Tom or Mr. Whitaker. You haven't even seen him yet, have you? We'll talk to Mr. Whitaker.
No. Whit is the last person I can talk to.
Why?
Because the last time Whit and I were together, he told me he never wanted to see me again.
I can't believe my auricular cavities. Mr. Whitaker told you
that he never wanted to see me again. You heard right.
But why would he say such a thing?
I really can't talk about it, Eugene.
It seems to me, Mr. Allen, that if it's driving you away from us, then it must be talked about. Otherwise, many of us will assume that we're the cause of your departure. Myself, Connie, the kids at Wit's End. You must understand how we feel. You can understand that, can't you?
Yes, I suppose I can. All right. It happened after Jenny died.
Jenny? You mean Mr. Whitaker's wife?
Yes. Before Whit bought the building that became Whit's End, I came here and took him back home with me.
Back home to where?
Nebraska. At the time, I was running a place called Emory Orphanage in a little town just outside Omaha.
You ran an orphanage? No wonder you handle the youngsters at Whit's End so well.
Anyway, I thought getting Whit away from Odyssey and around kids would do him some good. Not to mention take his mind off Jenny.
Oh, to have that much energy again, eh, Whit?
Uh-huh.
So, what do you think of our facilities?
Oh, they're very nice, Jack.
Feel free to wander around if you'd like.
Oh, thanks, but I think I'd just like to sit.
You know, you were a teacher. I'd love to hear your opinion on our curriculum.
Jack, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but I just need a little time, okay?
Okay. Okay, Whit, okay. Uh-oh. Looks like I have a tussle to break up. I'll be right back. Kyle, Evan, there's room in those swings for both of you.
Why am I here? I ought to just go.
Hey, that's Mr. Chuckleford's place.
What?
You're sitting in Mr. Chuckleford's place.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I'll just move.
You don't have to move.
What?
Don't pay attention to Crazy Clara, mister. She thinks her toy rabbit can talk.
Just because you can't hear him doesn't mean he can't, Annabella.
I can't hear him because I'm not crazy like you are.
I'm not crazy.
Crazy Clara, Crazy Clara.
Stop it, Annabella.
Go ahead, mister. Tell her how crazy she is. Tell her.
Well, I... What was that? Well, I said I was sorry, Mr. Chuckleford. I didn't know it was your seat until Clara told me.
What?
You know, you're very fortunate to have such a good friend as Clara, Mr. Chuckleford. She really looks out for you.
He said he knows.
Oh, I heard him. I'll move now so you can sit properly, like a white rabbit should.
But it's just a stupid toy.
What's that, Mr. Chuckleford? Oh, well, I guess because no one has taught Annabella that it's very rude to call people stupid and crazy. Yes, you're right. If she keeps it up, she won't have many friends left. What do you think, Annabella?
I think you're both weird.
That was great. Thanks, mister.
Oh, you're welcome.
But Mr. Chuckleford really can't talk, you know.
Oh, I know. But I don't think Annabella is too sure anymore.
Yeah. Come on, Mr. Chuckleford.
Hi, Mr. Allen.
Hello, Clara. You two have a good talk?
Oh, she's adorable, Jack. How did she end up here?
A car accident. About a year ago. Lost both parents.
Oh, poor thing.
Mm. Up to now, she's kept mostly to herself. And Mr. Chuckleford.
Huh.
You're the first adult she's opened up to. Hmm. She must see something in you she trusts. Why don't you get to know her a little better?
Oh, maybe I will.
Mister, what's your name?
Well, my friends call me Wit.
Oh, well, I was wondering, that is, Mr. Chuckleford and I, if you'd eat supper at our table tonight.
Well, is it a formal dinner?
I don't think so.
Oh, then I'd be delighted, thank you.
Oh, good.
It was clear that Wit was very much taken with Clara, which I thought was wonderful. They were both grieving, and maybe they could help each other get over their loss.
And did they?
Oh, yes, yes. The two of them became virtually inseparable for the next several weeks. They were best buddies. Wit even took Clara to a local carnival, and then sat up with her all night when she got a tummy ache after he let her eat too many ice cream cones. It was wonderful to see Wit smile and laugh and be happy again for the first time since Jenny died. And it was equally wonderful to see Clara let Wit into her world.
Oh, can I open my eyes yet?
No, not yet.
Well, I know we're climbing upstairs.
Shh, no peeking.
Oh, I'm not.
Okay, we're here.
Oh, the bell tower. So, this is your secret hiding place, huh?
Uh-huh. I keep it dirty so everyone will stay away.
Oh.
But I have a blanket to sit on behind the door.
Oh.
Here, help me spread it out.
All right. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not too bad with the blanket spread on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice to have a place to get away and think, isn't it?
I guess so. I don't like thinking too much, though.
Oh. Well, what's in the box?
This is where I keep all my bestest stuff.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. See? Here are my jacks, uh-huh. My skate key, and this is Mr. Chuckleford's necktie.
Oh, very nice. And what's in this pouch?
Careful. That's my coin collection.
Coin collection?
Uh-huh. It's very valuable. You want to see?
Oh, sure.
Hold out your hands.
All right. Hmm. Got a 1975 nickel here. Oh, and a 1976 dime. And a 1980 quarter.
Pretty valuable, huh?
Oh, well, honey, I don't think that it's...
See? This is the dime my daddy gave to me when we went to the zoo. And this is the nickel my mommy gave to me when we bought gum at the store. And the quarter is from my last allowance.
Oh. You're right. They are very valuable. In fact, they're absolutely priceless.
Yeah.
You know, I have something pretty valuable, too.
Coins?
No. This.
Ooh, a ring.
Yes. It's just a toy, but it belonged to someone very special to me.
Who?
Her name was Jenny. She was my wife. She's...
with my mommy and daddy?
Yes. I won this for her at a sideshow at the Campbell County Fair. It turned her finger green, but she always wore it, just because I gave it to her.
Are you sad?
Yes.
Why? Didn't you like Jenny?
Oh, yes, I loved her very much. I just get sad when I think about her.
That's why I don't like thinking. It hurts too much.
It sure does, honey. It sure does.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Wick told me about lots of similar conversations they had. I was so pleased. My little plan was working.
Plan?
Yes. You see, I wanted them to get close to help each other out of their grief. So I didn't tell Whit an important bit of information about Clara. Huh? Information that might have prevented what happened next.
The evil queen scowled at the woodsman. "Take her into the forest," she said. "And when you're certain you are alone, bid her to kneel and pray. And when she is deep in prayer, fall upon her with your sword. Tonight will be her last night to live." It's okay, Clara.
What?
It's all right. Nothing happens to Snow White.
It doesn't?
No. Maybe we should stop for the night, huh?
No, please.
Oh, but you're looking a little scared. I don't want you to have bad dreams.
Bad dreams? Oh, I never worry about bad dreams.
Oh, you don't?
No, because I have the bestest cure for them ever.
Oh, really? What is it?
Well, whenever you're in the middle of a dream and you think it'll be bad, you just say really loud, "Go away, bad dream, boom!" And the bad dream will go away and you'll wake up.
Go away, bad dream.
Boo! Don't forget the boo!
Oh, yes. Go away, bad dream, boo!
That's it. Now you don't have to worry about bad dreams anymore either.
Well, thank you. I'll be sure and try it.
It's always worked for me ever since my mommy told me about it.
You miss her, don't you?
Yeah.
I know. It hurts.
It doesn't hurt when I'm with you.
It doesn't hurt when I'm with you either, sweetheart. Maybe that's the way we can both stop hurting completely.
What?
Clara, how would you like to come and live with me?
Really?
Really.
Forever and always?
Forever and always.
Oh, I'd like that very, very much.
So would I. Okay, I'll talk to Jack about it tomorrow morning. Well, hello, Annabella Lee. What are you doing here?
I'm helping Mr. Allen's secretary. I'm going to be a secretary when I grow up.
Oh, and a fine one you'll be, I have no doubt. Is Mr. Allen in his office?
Yes, but you can't go in there.
Oh, it's all right. Secretaries are supposed to let people see their bosses.
That's not what Mr. Allen's secretary said. She said no one's supposed to go in unless it's really important.
Oh, this is real important, Annabella. Trust me. Jack?
Whit!
Oh, Jack, my good friend. I want to adopt Clara.
What?
Clara?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had company.
Whit, this is Peter and Peggy Portland.
Oh, how do you do? Are you here to adopt a child, too?
Well,
yeah.
Yes, they are, Whit. Clara.
Well, that's great. What?
The Portlands are adopting Clara.
Portlands are adopting Clara, Jack. I just said I wanted to adopt her.
You can't.
Why can't I? What? Is this some kind of joke?
Do we look like we're joking?
Now, please, folks.
Mr. Allen, we want to see Clara.
Well, you can't see her.
Mr. Allen!
Now, all of you, calm down, please. Peggy, Peter, Whit and I need to talk alone. You'll find Clara in room E7 in the East Wing.
Jack!
Whit, please.
Room E7?
Yes. I'll have Annabella take you. Annabella? Where did she go? You just go down the stairs and across the lawn to the east wing. There's a directory at the entrance. It'll show you where to go from there.
Thank you, Mr. Allen.
Thanks.
Jack, what is going on?
Whit, you need to calm down.
I am calm. I just don't understand what's happening. You're going to let these people take Clara away from me?
They're not just taking her away, Whit. They're giving her a home. They're adopting
they
her.
They can't adopt her. I'm going to adopt her, and she wants me to.
You can't. The adoption papers have already been signed. It's all been arranged.
Well, then unarrange it.
You don't understand. The Portlands were in the process of adopting Clara long before you got here.
What?
They signed the adoption papers for Clara 6 months ago. But Clara's parents left her an estate that had to be settled. There was a lot of legal wrangling that prevented the Portlands from taking her home right away, so she stayed here.
But let me get this straight. You knew this little girl would be adopted, and you didn't say anything? Why would you do that?
I knew how good you are with kids. I mean, you were a teacher, after all, an award-winning teacher. I just thought the two of you could help each other. You were both grieving, and I didn't realize you'd become so close so fast. I obviously misjudged the situation, and I'm sorry.
You're sorry? That's all you can say? You're sorry? You used me, and if that wasn't bad enough, you also used a 6-year-old girl?
No.
You let us get close, grow to love each other, and now you're just going to callously rip us apart?
Whit, please.
I'm not going to let you, Jack. I'm not going to let you or the Portlands or anybody take Clara away from me, even if I have to go to court to stop it.
He said that? He actually said he would take it to court?
Yeah.
But that doesn't sound like Mr. Whittaker at all.
Well, that's how he was back then. But what made matters worse was that there was a joker in the deck. Annabella Lee. She overheard me introducing Whit to the Portlands and took it upon herself to tell Clara about it.
Okay, Mr. Chuckleford. I packed all your stuff. We'll like living with Mr. Whit.
I know a secret about Clara. I know a secret about Clara.
Who cares, Annabella?
You'll care lots about this secret.
No, I won't, because I'm going to a new home.
I know, but it's not the one you think it is.
What do you mean?
You think you're going home with Mr. Whit, but you're really going home with someone else.
Who?
You remember the man and woman who were here a long time ago and who were looking at you and talking to you?
Yeah, but they went away.
They're back.
No!
It's true. I was just at Mr. Allen's office and he told Mr. Whit that they were adopting you.
No! Mr. Whit's adopting me! You're lying, Annabella!
Oh, yeah? Well, look out the window. Go on, look. See, there's the man and woman right there coming across the lawn to get you.
No! It can't be! It can't be!
Come on, Clara. You better finish packing. They're coming to take you away.
No! I won't go! I won't! I won't go! I won't!
Meanwhile, Whit took off down the hall to see Clara himself, with me following close behind. Whit, wait. Be reasonable.
Reasonable?
Yes, think of the Portlands. How could you be so selfish to want to drag them back into court after all they've been through?
All they've been through? But what about all I've been through?
Oh, I know it's been rough for you. I know you miss Jenny. It's a tragic loss. But you and Jenny had 3 children together. The Portlands can't have any. And now you're trying to take away the one they can have.
Oh, so I'm supposed to be the noble one, is that it? I lose the only woman I've ever loved, and now you want to take Clara from me? And I'm supposed to just bear it in silence? Well, maybe I don't want to be noble. Maybe this time I want what I want.
What you want, huh? And what about Clara?
She wants it, too. I can give her a great life.
Oh, I'm sure you can, but can you give her the one that's best for her? Not you, Whit. Not you. Her.
No.
You know she belongs in a 2-parent home. She needs a daddy and a mommy, something you can't give her.
I can give her the next best thing.
Oh, listen to yourself. You're going against every principle you ever taught. And why? Because it's something you want. Is that what's best for Clara, Whit? Are you really thinking about her or just about yourself?
Mr. Allen?
Peter, Peggy, what is it? What's wrong?
We can't find Clara.
What?
Clara wasn't in her room.
Another little girl was there, Annabella. She said Clara had run off.
We looked all over for her, but we can't find her. She's run away.
Calm down. She can't have gotten far. We'll organize a search.
You don't have to do that.
What?
I said you don't have to do that. I know where she is.
Bedroom boo, go away, bedroom boo, go away, bedroom boo.
Clara.
Oh, Mr. Whit, they want to take me.
Clara.
No! Go away, bedroom boo, go away, bedroom boo, go away,
can
bedroom
you give
boo.
Us a few
go
minutes,
away,
please?
Boo.
Come on, folks.
Oh,
let's wait out here.
Oh, wait, Patrick. Boo-hoo.
Clara, I'm sorry, honey, but this dream won't go away.
I want to stay with you. I don't want to go with them.
I know, honey, but you have to.
Why? Don't you love me anymore?
Oh, yes. But the truth is, I can't give you what they can give you. A mommy and a daddy.
But I don't want a mommy and a daddy. I want you.
Oh, Clara. You have to be brave, sweetheart. You're going to have a wonderful life filled with loving parents and great things. Look here. I have something for you.
Jenny's ring?
Yes. Now you can always remember me. And you can always remember to be brave. Okay?
Okay.
Come on now.
Wait. These are for you.
Oh. Your coins?
Now you can always remember me. And remember to be brave.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I love you, Mr. Witt.
I love you too, Clara.
Hi, Clara.
I'm ready.
Let's go get your things, sweetheart.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
You did the right thing, Whit.
This right thing, as you call it, wouldn't have been necessary if you hadn't made it so, Jack.
Whit, I...
Don't. Don't try to excuse what you've done. I don't know you anymore, Jack. And I don't think I ever want to see you again.
That's it, Eugene. That's the story. And that's why I have to leave.
But you don't have to leave, Mr. Allen. Now, forgive me for contradicting your conclusions, but it seems you're forgetting some fundamentals. Mr. Whittaker was angry, yes, but with a lot of things. His wife's death, what happened with Clara. Perhaps, in his own way, he was even angry with God. He just directed it all at you. And besides, that was long ago. The Mr. Whittaker I know would be the first to say so.
Maybe, but he was right, Eugene.
Hmm?
I did use him and Clara and cause them pain. When I arrived in town, I was hoping to find Whit to ask his forgiveness, clear the air once and for all. But he'd already left. So I thought the next best thing I could do was stay and help out at Whit's end. Sort of a penance for what I had done.
See, but now you can follow through with your original plan. You can clear the air once and for all.
And I fully intended to. But in all the hubbub and excitement, I guess I've lost my nerve. It's just better if I leave. Maybe wait for some other time.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to begin pre-boarding of Omega Air Flight 1053, nonstop to Chicago.
Oh, that's my flight. I better go.
No, Mr. Allen, you can't.
Eugene, please, let me leave.
Jack!
Whit!
Mr. Whittaker!
I've been looking all over for you. Jason said you were acting strange last night, and when I tried to find you at the hotel, they said you took a cab here.
Whit, I have to go.
No, Mr. Whittaker!
It's all right, Eugene. If he wants to go, we can't stop him.
But Mr. Whittaker!
Before you leave, though, Jack, I have something to say to you. Hmm? Something I've been wanting to tell you ever since the last time we were together. Now, don't worry, you'll still make your plane.
Well, I guess I owe you that. What is it?
It's just that... I'm sorry. I apologize from the bottom of my heart.
You do? You're apologizing to me?
Jack, I know you were only trying to help both me and Clara. And I should have talked to you before I got my wild ideas about adopting her. I wasn't thinking very clearly at the time.
Well, I thank you for that, but...
Oh, there's more. I received this a few years back. I've been carrying it around in my Bible in the hope that we would see each other again. It's a letter, Jack, from Clara.
Oh, my.
And there's a picture of her. Huh. She's grown into a beautiful young woman.
Oh, yes. Yes, she has.
Now, I know you don't have time for the whole thing, but I marked a paragraph I think you need to see. The one that starts here, Thank you for returning my coins.
Huh? Thank you for returning my coins. I'm sorry I can't return your ring. I wore it so much it finally broke. It turned my finger green, too. I'm glad you're still being brave and remembering me, even as I remember you. You and Mr. Allen were right for giving me up to the Portlands. They've been everything you said they'd be, a loving and kind mommy and daddy. I couldn't be happier. So if you ever see Mr. Allen again, and he still feels bad, you know what to tell him. What?
Go away, bad dream. Boo.
Oh. God bless you both for giving me a great start in life.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. We are now boarding Omega Air Flight 1053 nonstop to Chicago. All passengers on Omega Air.
That's my flight.
Jack. Jack, we both made mistakes back then, but that's in the past. Let's not make another one now. The bad dream is gone. You don't have to go, too. Please stay. Please.
Not until you tell me where you buried my shoes.
Your shoes?
Don't pretend you don't know what I mean. In our fifth grade picnic, we went to the beach and you buried my shoes somewhere in the sand.
What? I keep telling you, that wasn't me. That was Laszlo Farnsworth.
You and Laszlo were in cahoots.
Oh, never.
Excuse me?
Well, what is it, Eugene?
Does this mean you're staying, Mr. Allen?
Yes, Eugene. This means I'm staying.
Oh, well, don't just stand there. Give me a hug.
Hooray!
Excuse me, Mr. Meltzner?
Yes? Oh, have my bags arrived? Oh, you're joking. Where are they now?
Somehow they were re-tagged and misdirected, and well, now they're en route to Hong Kong.
Hong Kong?
Oh, Eugene.
I'm glad Whit and Jack are back together again, and that they've forgiven each other for the mistakes they made all those years ago. It's awful to carry around that kind of heartache. That's one of the reasons why forgiveness is so important, and why Jesus commanded us in Luke chapter 6, verses 36 and 37, to be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Clara was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold. Music by John Campbell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.